And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right. It's the second hour of the program. Welcome to the Earshot 20. If you're just joining us, I'm Anthony Emin, Brian Cleveland in studio with me, and we are counting down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We do it every week. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
Well, you'll find that Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50 there, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. And you can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. So go check it out, earshot-online.com.
And you can find us online a few ways, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do it for you, and we will do it in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from whatever you're working on or your latest release. So please reach out to us, and we've been doing that over the past couple of weeks. We're very grateful, and thank you very much to everybody who's contacted us. We will get to you. Of course, as we mentioned in the first hour of the program, we're going to take a break from that probably for the next couple of weeks as we feature some of the artists that are performing at Sappy Fest. Great partnership between us and that festival, happening August 1st to the 3rd in Sackville, New Brunswick. And you can win tickets through the Earshot 20 by visiting our Facebook page. It's 2 weekend passes. Enter the contest by going to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, and liking the photo that you see there. It's posted and pinned right to the top. And we will be making that draw later this month, and the person will be contacted. We might even get them on the program. We intended to do that last time we did a contest, and it never happened. But I'm going to make it happen this time. As Captain Picard said, make it so.
Did he say that? I didn't ever watch.
Isn't that Patrick Stewart? Was that Patrick Stewart's character? Yeah, he would say that. Sure. I don't know. There's memes. So I assume it's something he said. Make it so. All right.
Is that where you glean all your information from?
From memes, man.
From memes?
I know all the important things there are to know about Game of Thrones from memes. It's so. I know when people die on Game of Thrones because of memes. It's just easy. Memes are the way of life. No? All right. Let's kick the countdown off. We're going to start at number 10, make our way through, of course, in this hour of the program. We also, Stephen Karlick will join us again. More music news, and Brian will have your lowdown. But first, we will get started with number 10.
The biggest jump this week, quite a leap to number 10 from the debut at number 42 the week before, is Toronto's Grays. Their debut record, if anything, has quite a bit of buzz, and it, of course, is aptly on Buzz Records. And you're going to hear a track called Cold Soak. After that, you're going to hear Feel Me Now by The Harpoonist and The Axe Murder. They're sitting still at number 9 with A Real Fine Mess. And at number 8, dropping 2 spots from number 6 is Mac DeMarco from Salad Days. You're going to hear Treat Her Better.
Stick around. Here's your number 10 this week. It's the Earshot 20.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Just
It's the Earshot 20.
From Salad Days, his new album from Mac DeMarco, that was a track entitled Treat Her Better, at number 8, dropping 2 spots this week. Sitting still, number 9 was The Harpoonist and The Axe Murder, from the album Real Fine Mess, a track called Feel Me Now, and kicking us off in this hour, and the top 10 was Cold Soak from Grays, there at number 10, up from number 42, and their debut is called If Anything.
If you're just joining us, it is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. Happy to have you with us during the countdown. And of course, we do this every week, so please make sure to check out the program each week. And lots of great, we're going to try and do more great contests like we've done in the past. We gave away a prize pack this time around. Tickets to Sappy Fest. If you're not familiar with the festival, head on over to sappyfest.com. It is a great music festival. Happens August 1st to the 3rd in Sackville. Opportunity for you to win tickets on our Facebook page, so check that out. A few more tracks to bring you. Stephen Carlick will be back on the program then to give us a little bit more music news and his song pick of the week. So without further ado, turn it over to Brian, and we'll find out what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Owen Pallett, dropping from number 2 to number 7 is In Conflict, and you're going to hear a track called The Secret 7 to kick off this set, followed by I Believe You by White Lung. They're number 6, up from number 17, and their latest on Domino is Deep Fantasy.
Watching kids turn into lovers, believers. opinion. Does it fill your gaps like it fills in mine? The sunlight creeping across the lawn to rest upon the side of our ruin.
And Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 6.
That was a track from the record Deep Fantasy by White Lung at number 6 after number 17, and it was called I Believe You. Kicking off that set was The Secret 7 by Owen Pallett. His record In Conflict drops from number 2 to number 7.
Our number 2 of the Earshot 20, we are counting down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We're even further in than that, but we'll take a break from that right now as we head back to the phone to chat with Stephen Karlik from Exclaim Magazine as we bring you music news happening right here in Canada and worldwide. Courtney Love has been cast in the Sons of Anarchy, story we're going to kick off with in this hour.
Yeah, Courtney Love, fan favorite. She has turned 50 on July 9th, which was Wednesday. But she's celebrating, apparently, by joining the cast of Sons of Anarchy, the television show. She will apparently be appearing in a recurring role in the show's upcoming seventh and to-be-final season. TV Line reported that the whole singer will have a multi-episode arc on the FX drama, playing the role of Miss Harrison. She will be the preschool teacher of main character Jax Teller's son, Abel. And her character will debut in the season's fourth episode, so fans of the show can look for that. Funnily enough, Love isn't the only 90s music star to sign up for the season. Marilyn Manson will also be in it. He will play a white supremacist called Ron Tully, so that will be interesting to say the least. anyone who watches the show knows, of course, it centers on an outlaw motorcycle club in California. Jane's Addiction guitarist Dave Navarro has previously appeared in seasons 5 and 6, and the new season will air in September, so fans of that show and fans of Courtney Love will want to stay tuned for that, and fans of people who would want to see Marilyn Manson playing a white supremacist.
Yeah, it sounds, I don't want to sound mean, but it sounds like a character that he would fit the role for, maybe? I don't know, just in terms of his personality, it seems like, I don't know him personally or anything.
He seems like the kind of guy who could be pretty funny if he wanted to be.
So, for sure.
Something to keep your eye on.
Yeah, I honestly thought, I didn't know that Sons of Anarchy was still on, so this is its final season, so there you go. All right. We will jump on now to Ott because they've got a lot happening, and we talked to them in the first hour of the program, had a little conversation with the band, so that was great. A little bit more about them now as they add some more Canada-US dates to their touring.
Yeah, a little more, a few more chances, rather, to catch the band who have been getting some pretty crazy buzz from places, well, including Exclaim and including Earshot. We're great fans of theirs. They will be adding a series of tour dates to their already planned touring schedule. They will be in Montreal and Toronto in July, as well as appearing back in Toronto. They'll be in Toronto twice in July, as well as Kitchener, Waterloo, Guelph, Ontario, Quebec City, St. John, New Brunswick, Sackville, New Brunswick for Sappy Fest, as well as dates in Ottawa, Winnipeg, Saskatoon, Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver, and Victoria through the end of August and September. So if you're a fan of this band, it's seemingly across the nation. There are multiple times to catch them, and we suggest that you do.
Yeah, great lineup, and they are they're a really great band. You heard from them in the first hour of the program, and make sure you check them out, especially our Facebook page. If you go over there now, you'll be able to enter a contest. You have a chance to win Sappy Fest tickets, and that means you will get to see them live. All right, Stephen, it is a pleasure as always to chat with you, and I'm going to turn it over to you because it is that time for you to let us know what your song pick of the week is, and thanks very much again for joining us.
Thank you. My song pick this week is by none other than Shad. You might not have heard yet that he released a small single, but I was a big fan of his last album, Flying Colors, and an even bigger fan of T-Sol. I love him, especially when he mixes sort of humor with his poignant, he's an incredibly smart guy, and he does it very deftly, weaving humor and pathos. And he does so on a new single. It's called Always Winnin'. It was produced by DJ T-Lo, and you're going to hear it now on Earshot Radio. It's excellent. Get ready. Here it is.
Earshot Extra.
That love in this generation.
Y'all cats know we always play to win.
Yeah. Said I'm always winning.
Y'all cats know we always play to win.
Feel me? Grown man, back off the road and in my own home, watching Homeland and romancing with a mean girl. Low hand, trying to deprogram, detox, lace the Reeboks, set a screen, pop and shoot a three op, and greet op with deep thoughts, watching NBC Peacock. Grizz, we stop not till we EGOT. Quote Jack Donaghy, pro black Donnelly, punk Pope Francis with a dope rap homily. Yo, I read some Facebook posts and I open text edit, cause I don't blog or Twitter. Yeah, I get it, and I kinda get Reddit, but I don't really get credit, not like respect. Like, actually, I don't really get credit. I don't got a credit card, good. No debts yet, at times I go to pay and they say, yo, we don't accept debit, don't accept cash. Money make us have to get indebted. Makes me wanna talk Illuminati on my next record. Also rapping too, though, I don't really get credit. I don't know, I'm pretty sure I'm the best at it. Couple get close when they grind, like next set, you know, baby, when we're grinding. Too close by next jacket. Shad's on that silly swag. Jeans got that T-Boz and chili sack. 7 minute epic rap, Iliads, young black. Genius, some cats really mad, even political. When I boast, now I really brag. So, from punk rockers to gun cockers, from dumb jocks to young doctors, are all saying that I come proper. Like, I knew we had lyrics, but that was a fun concert. Haters can hate, I'm unbothered. The bottom line is, I'm always winning.
Y'all cats know we always play to win.
Yeah. Always winning, kind of rhymes, I got the mommies grinning, army printing, vintage Tommy and my laundry spinning. Speaking of mommies, a lot of people call me pops because I'm always watching kids, trying to get it popping with a couple little poppy hits. And they might pop a bit, but look who's popping Chris in the postseason. Pop a bit, champagne poppy, but I started from the opposite of bottom, still on top of it. My dominance is Duncan-esque, the rest is overhyped. These punks is underprepped and soft as One Direction, while I'm sharp enough to puncture flesh. One punch, you get you stumbling like a drunken mess, lungs compressed, stuck in a stretcher until they run some tests. Uncontestable, under arrest. Sun is blessed, someone bring the pressure. I'm even better in sudden death. Forever unimpressed, I'm clever, no wonder heads pirate this like discovering treasure in a sunken chest. Motherfunkin' fresh, the sound of thunder over a rumbling jet coming from the west where the sun gets set. Not a Brit, but still a London rep. Like I'm double deck buses, why you bust this like 100 texts. IQ measured by one question. Who wanna mess with brother SK? Say yes, and you the dumbest yet. Humble vet, still rumbling with anyone that steps till every tongue confesses that the boy belong among the best. Always win.
Y'all cats know we always play to win.
Yeah, I said I'm always winning.
Y'all cats know we always play to win. Y'all cats know we always play to win.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring White Lung, Morrissey and the Smiths, Jenny Lewis, Tanya Tagak, Royksopp and Robin, Mastodon, Absol, and more. On the airwaves, in Exclaim boxes, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
On air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 5.
The second summer of love.
Festival season is upon us, and one you're not going to want to miss is Sappy Fest in Sackville, New Brunswick. The two-day music and arts event happens from August 1st to the 3rd, and this year features artists such as Baja Bulat, Bri Webb, Cousins, Constantines, Free Love Fenner, Julie Dwaron, Ott, P.S. I Love You, and more. Sound like a great weekend of music? Well, that's because it is. You can win tickets right here on the Earshot 20. Just visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/earshot20 for contest details and to enter. Win yourself a free pass to Sappy Fest happening August 1st to the 3rd in Sackville, New Brunswick, right here on the Earshot 20. And for more information, visit the event website at sappyfest.com.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
That day I was well. To claim our little guest. Family came to meet us there. Midwife said, give them rest. The place was clean and all lit up. I caught my baby crying. To hold the world behind the window. Forever and for all time. Go to the places where I can protect you. Defy the world that don't deserve you. Maybe that world is never ending, say. Maybe let's just get through today. Son, we need a home, so we might avoid bad weather. From now on, the moon is full, and the night goes on forever. Go to the places where I can't protect you. I were, but don't deserve you. Maybe that world is never ending, say. Maybe let's just get through today. Go to the places where I can't protect you. I will keep trying to know what you're going through. The more fucked up things get, the more I love you. The more fucked up things get, the more I love you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Bri Webb with a track called Let's Get Through Today from Free Will, sitting still at number 4 this week. And at number 5 off for number 7 was Pink Mountaintops from the album Get Back. You heard the second Summer of Love.
Well, the countdown is almost complete. We've only got a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is done and another top 20 counted down. But before we do that, I'm going to take a break from the countdown and bring you a segment that we'd like to do every week, give you some insight into some of the albums that are debuting on the charts below the top 20. They have an opportunity, though, as does any record, to make it up into the top 20 and into this countdown. And we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
6 debuts this week below the top 20. Kicking off the Lowdown this week is Familiars, the 5th album from Brooklyn-based ambient indie rock band The Antlers at number 48. Coming in at number 42 is Fredericton's Sleepy Driver, who released their latest album of roots rock entitled Ignatius. Sown is the electro soul project of Christopher Taylor, an Englishman based in Vienna, Austria, and his debut album Tremors cracks Earshot at number 40. Forming in 2008, Vancouver synth-pop four-piece find their long-awaited debut album Tidal Wave at number 30. One spot further is Canterbury Blues, the follow-up to 2012's Cabin Fever from Roots artist Corb Lund And closing out the debuts below the top 20 this week is Atlanta-based heavy metal sludge rockers Mastodon, whose sixth album, Once More Around the Sun, comes in at number 23.
Thanks for that, Brian. And there's a look at some of the albums debuting below the top 20 that could, in the next few weeks, make their way up into the top 20. We've seen lots of movement over the last several weeks of albums making their way in, and so we will look for those. A few more tracks, three more, in fact, to bring you before this hour is complete, and we're going to kick things off with number three.
You're going to hear from Bad Bad Not Good. Their album three sits still at number three. Here's a track called Differently Still.
That's way too many threes. Stick
Joel
around.
Joel Blaskett would disagree.
Well, you're right, he would. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Number 1.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was our number one for a few weeks in a row. Chad Van Galen, his latest Shrink Dust is on Flemish Eye, and it sits still in that spot. That was a track called Where Are You? You heard Alone by Cousins there, back to number two from number five, The Halls of Wickwire. And starting off that set was Differently Still by Bad Bad Not Good. Their album three sits still at number three.
And that does it for another week. Another countdown complete. The top 20 from earshot-online.com. If you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Edmond, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. And we do this every week, this very countdown, from local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. We record and broadcast live every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, and we thank them all very much for airing this program. You can also find us online if you go to radio4all.net, that's radio4all.net, place to download the program, or you can podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thank you very much for tuning in, and join us next week for a brand new countdown. We're going to have more interviews about Sappy Fest and loads more, so you're not going to want to miss it. Stick around. There is more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.